Juliana von Ruppert Bismarck remembers how shocked she was to be in a German classroom a couple years ago, working on a documentary about attitudes toward migration and hearing American far-right propaganda bantered about by 13-year-old German students. She asked one girl what her source was.
She said, it's Instagram. And to that I said, well, that's not a source, that's a photo app. And she forwarded it to me, and there it was, and it was a screenshot of some text that had been copied from Instagram and was now circulating within a private WhatsApp chat group.
Von Ruppert Bismarck says it was something most adults would be able to dismiss offhand.
And it was the most crazy Russian bot text that you've seen, you know, very bad German. But basically what it was saying was, have you been watching the mainstream media? Well, let me tell you something. It's all rubbish what you're seeing there. I'll tell you something that's really happening. Hillary Clinton is assassinating all these CIA agents, and you go and talk to their kids and see how they feel. Think about how you would feel if your parents had been assassinated by Hillary Clinton. And compared to that, what Trump has done is absolutely nothing.
But why spread that message among non-voting, non-American teenagers? It's one of the basic tactics of malign actors, just to create uncertainty about what's true and whom to trust. Von Ruppert Bismarck says another big concern is that this method of spreading fake information evades automatic fact-check functions that might work if it were text written openly on Facebook or Twitter, but couched in a photo in a private group, no one is watching. Von Ruppert Bismarck realized she had to fight back.
Basically, what I said then was like, what on earth am I doing making beautiful journalism? You know, if people can't tell the difference between beautiful journalism and a total fiction, and aren't even asking the questions of what is the source, where is this coming from?
She quit reporting and created a program called Lie Detectors, training working journalists to go into schools and teach students as young as 10 how to be healthy skeptics, how to double-check information, which sources of information are trustworthy. Only 2 years old, Lie Detectors now has programs in Belgium, Germany, and Austria, and can't keep up with demand from educators.
By the end of this year, we will have been to more than 700 classrooms. It's gaining speed.
DW went along to one of these sessions at an international school in Brussels.
What else would you call some of this stuff?
Yeah.
Propaganda.
Yeah, good. Students. Propaganda. Yeah. Is there one in particular that you saw here that you would think that's a great example of propaganda?
Afterwards, 15-year-old Ioana Kakomita said she hoped fellow students took the lessons seriously.
I am kind of worried because I see a lot of people expressing their opinions without knowing what's actually happening, you know, and just creating a false, you know, point of view in their minds, and they don't double check.
German student Johannes Werheim said he only gets his information from trusted news sites, but he's concerned about people who don't.
For example, the AfD in Germany, people really follow the Twitter account and trust them on climate change, on whatever news they post. So that worries me for other people to believe them.
Do you think this kind of training is important for students your age?
Yes, absolutely.
And for those people who can't attend a lie detector session, but still want to be able to detect lies, here's another way to learn. Go to getbadnews.com. No, really. It's a game created by a Netherlands-based group called DROG, made up of academics, journalists, and media experts, aiming to decrease the impact of disinformation by creating what they call a mental antibody against it. Through the online game, users pretend to be ethically challenged journalists trying to spread fake news, trying to gain as many followers as possible, and still maintain credibility as a source of information. An unconventional approach, but DROG's Mariah Arense says research shows their game is working to vaccinate people against fake news without decreasing their trust in real news.
The idea is by inviting them to cross their own mental borders, this triggers a thought process that helps them build resistance. We show them all the mechanisms and the weapons that are out there and which are already used on a much larger scale, and to have them play with it once in a safe setting, they learn the dangers of it and hopefully are prevented from doing the real thing.
RNC compares it to teaching people martial arts. It's not so they can go attack others, she points out, but to defend themselves if needed. Juliana von Rupert-Bismarck says wistfully she hopes she can get back to journalism again one day soon, hoping the next generation will have learned to choose news over lies. Terry Schultz, DW, Brussels.